According to the USDA, almost 857,000 Wisconsin residents received monthly SNAP benefits in 2013. SNAP participants have access to state employment and training, or ENT programs, to help them develop job skills and find work. But the USDA wants states to think differently about ENT programs. It's offering $200 million in grants to at least 10 states. USDA Undersecretary Kevin Concannon says they want to better understand what programs across the country are best preparing people for the job market.
We really will be looking for projects that are focused on demand, jobs that the economy is seeking, rather than what we call at times a train and pray. We're looking for projects that will result in placement in the economy.
Hunger Task Force Executive Director Sherry Tussler says Wisconsin should apply for the grant so it has more leeway on how it spends program money. In January, many Wisconsin SNAP recipients will have to work 20 hours per week or participate in ENT programs if they cannot find a job.
Well, that's the crazy part about this food stamp employment and training program is that you're supposed to be in training and you have to participate in training to get your food stamps, but no one pays you. So I don't know how they think that people are going to live, make their rent payments or their utility bills without any wages.
A Wisconsin Department of Health Services spokeswoman says it'll work with other state agencies to decide whether or not to apply for the grant program. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.